Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And joining us on the program now, we have a life coach, low self-esteem, high expectations. We all have that, Michael.
Is she suffering that or are we suffering
that? I don't know. I'll ask her. Alina, are you suffering that?
No, I'm not.
You're dealing with it.
Welcome to the show, Alina. Now, you're a life coach. What does that actually mean?
Well, a life coach is kind of like a sports coach. It's well accepted now that if you want to be the best in your sport, you get a coach to help you achieve great results.
Mm-hmm.
And in life as well, we want to achieve results, but not often we have someone who can help us and challenge us and almost hold our hand to achieve what we want in life.
So what sort of clients do you have then that you help and monitor and guide?
Men and women from the age of 25 to all the way to 50. And they're usually the ones that just want to have just a little bit more out of their life. They're kind of a little bit sick of where they are. Maybe they're feeling a little stuck. Maybe they just feel they're not using their full potential and just want to have a little more, a little extra.
How do you help and guide them?
Well, the unique thing that I do in my coaching is I actually combine coaching and therapy. I'm a qualified coach and I'm also a qualified NLP therapist, NLP practitioner. So using my coaching skills, I help clients to identify where they're at in the current situation, which actually most of them know where they're at and they don't like it. And then I help them to find out where they want to go, like a point B.
Yeah.
And then with my therapy skills, I help them to clear all the blocks that are on the way from getting them, from taking them from A to B.
And do you find that a common thread is people actually just want to be happy?
Yep, absolutely. That's what everyone wants. No matter who I work with, no matter the age, no matter the background, no matter the ethnicity, this is the core thing that everyone strives for, how to be happy.
But don't you think in life, you know, that I guess that is a great goal, but also you do have to experience, you know, sadness and grief and, you know, the whole range of emotion to have a full life? Or do you believe you don't?
I really wish we didn't have to, but the reality is, of course, we all do. And the life, the colors of life are the ones that come with ups and downs and with hurdles and sometimes failures. And so it's not whether you can have a life without failures. It's how you handle them that makes the difference.
Mm.
It's how you are inside that makes the whole difference.
What is happiness? Like, what are you supposed to feel?
Yeah.
Well, different people have different idea of happiness. And I think when we just say happiness, maybe we assume it's kind of the happiness when you bounce off the walls and it's kind of like, is this the kind of happiness that everyone wants to have all the time?
Yeah.
No, that's not it. It's kind of, to me, happiness is a sense of peace, internal peace, being at peace with yourself. No matter what is happening around in the world, you know, the world might be crushing around you, but having that sense of peace, that's what gives you happiness.
Well, Alina, look, thank you very much for coming on the program today, talking about, well, life coaching, low self-esteem and high expectations. It's been very, very interesting to have you on the show. And are you happy?
Yes, absolutely. Of course, I eat my own cooking.
Oh, well, there you go.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.